In talk number 7, I told you about the way that free beingness unfolds. I want to elaborate a little bit upon this now by giving you an analogy. And remember, this is just an analogy. It's just a metaphor. It's just a picture. And we don't get at free beingness by any pictures. It's not a visualization. So take this for what it is. It's just a means for understanding something about what happens in free beingness. And then I'll relate it to the more direct experience. But I think the picture gives you some way of understanding this that is really good. So what the picture is that free beingness awakening is like the sun coming up. And the three stages that I talked about in talk number 7 relate to that. The initial awakening into free beingness, awakening that dormant pure awareness in you, is like awakening the sun. We're in the darkness, it's night, and the sun is not at all present. And this is a little bit different from the normal day-night cycle, because what we're in is a perpetual darkness. We're not awakened at all. The sun is dormant. We've never seen the sun. What the initial awakening does is it turns on the light. The sun now starts to be active. And what happens after that, just like in a sunrise, the first thing you see is light. You don't see the sun yet. At dawn, the light starts to appear. It's no longer darkness surrounding you. This is what happens in the experience. At first, we get the awakening experience. We experience pure awareness, the quietness, the stillness inside. What naturally develops is, because that quietness is not a dead quietness, it's a lively quietness, we start to experience some form of radiance, whether it's a glow or it's a hum or it's light in the body or in the subtle body of our energy field. We start to experience something like that. And that's the light, like the sun coming up. So we have this inner light. The sun is awakened. Then we start to feel a radiance. That's the second stage, the radiance stage. Now the third stage happens when I show you something a little deeper in the experience. This comes after you've noticed some radiance happening. It's part of the instruction that I won't go into now because it has to be individualized. But what happens then is you start to see the sun itself coming up. So it's no longer just light, but you start to see the brilliant yellows and the reds. And then you start to feel the warmth of the sun. And then you have that kind of a fullness. So in terms of your experience, what happens is the quiet bliss of pure awareness gets noticed. I wouldn't say gets awakened, because it's already been awakened. When pure awareness was awakened, when you reconnected to that system, the pure awareness system inside of your experiencing, that bliss is a natural part of the pure awareness. It's the bliss of peace, the bliss of utter quietness. So it's a quiet bliss, which you don't notice. And what I show you is how to notice that bliss. Once you start to experience some form of radiance, then I show you how to come to notice what's already there, that bliss. That bliss is a feeling quality, and that feeling quality starts to come through so that the experience of pure awareness and the radiance of pure awareness takes on a depth, a fullness, a warmth, a coloration that goes through all of your experience. And this is what leads to the flowering of that third stage, which I call embodiment. We're not working with the body. Pure awareness is in and beyond the body, and that radiance comes into our experiencing. But when that radiance has that kind of depth and fullness and warmth and coloration, it naturally draws in our experience of our body and all that's connected with it, because the body is the bedrock of experience, like I've said many times before in these talks. When the bodily sensations are brought in to this bliss of peace, to this radiance of pure awareness, then the body experience that you have starts to get absorbed in the bliss of peace. And so this is what affects that third stage that I talked about, the embodiment stage, which brings you to the completion of the free beingness realization, where you begin to live free beingness on a daily basis in your outer life all the time. It starts to happen more and more of the time until you live it all the time. But the way this happens is that that inner sun gets awakened, then you see the light, then you see the color and the warmth and the kind of fullness of the experience of the sun. And that fullness of the experience of the sun outshines all previous experiencing that you had within your body-mind awareness. Bodily sensations, bodily feelings, the whole drama of the emotions, all of this gets outshined by this bliss of peace, awakening sun inside of yourself, coming into the full coloration, the full warmth, the full depth. So the sun is now above the horizon, and you really feel the impact of the fullness of the sun being now fully risen into the sky. Now the experience is fully risen into your conscious awareness, into that awareness that pulls your body, the bedrock of all experience, your bodily sensations, and everything that rests upon that, into it. The sun that has been awakened is now powerful enough, rich enough, full enough to bring all your experiencing into it. And so awakening, realization, is like that inner sun coming alive and then rising into fullness, where it totally comes to outshine the darkness. Now, as I said at the beginning, this is just a metaphor, just a picture. So don't think of this as something actual. There's no actual inner sun. The actual experience is the quietness and the radiance that comes from that quietness that you start to experience as a quiet bliss. And this pure awareness, this radiance, this quiet bliss becomes stronger and stronger and fuller and richer and deeper, and it finally outshines, so to speak, all your other experiences. It comprehends all your other experiences, and they're transformed. There's no process that you do to transform all your experiences, but all your experiences get transformed by the activation of this separate system of pure awareness, which was dormant. It now comes into operation, and it becomes stronger in its operation until it takes over as the primary component of your experience. So now, when this finally takes over as the primary component of your experience, all your other experiences are subsumed into that, and they take on a different tenor, a different way of functioning, a different place within the totality of your experiencing. So that, for instance, your sensations are no longer impinging upon you as something that defines you. Your bodily sensations are there, but your primary experience is pure awareness and the bliss of that. And so you're not dominated by pain or pleasure or by any experience. You still have pain and pleasure in all your experiences. The same thing with all your emotions. You still have all your emotions, but they are subsumed within the blissful peace that you have. And you're floating on the clouds, so to speak, but not detached from any of that. It's just that there's an inoculation against all the bumps and grinds of experience and all the give and take. And there's no longer a drama in the emotions and the psychology and the interactions and the relationships, etc., because this new system has been activated and it subsumes all of those factors so that they operate differently. There's a more quietness within the emotions. There's a more evenness within the emotions. So you still have the same emotions, but there's something there that's bigger than that. You're not operating in the darkness anymore. To go back to the analogy, the sun has completely come up. And so, therefore, your whole world appears differently and you experience it differently. So that's the journey from darkness to awakening to fully living the free beingness flow of experiencing in your life. It's no steady state type of thing. It's a continual unfolding. Free beingness has one of its main characteristics, the unfolding of spontaneous creativity. And creativity means newness in every moment. If it wasn't new, it wouldn't be creative. So life in full free beingness is life in spontaneous newness all the time, across the board in all you're experiencing. You become like a creative artist who goes beyond himself or herself all the time. New creation, new discoveries, new adventures happening all the time. It's not a steady state. It's a state of total activation of newness unfolding all the time. So in that way, it's different from the sun coming up and then you just see it in the sky. But what is really happening is there's an activation of some process that is continuing and continuing and continuing to open up more and more and more. And there's a fluidity in your experiencing. But in any case, the process is one that goes from awakening to unfolding to the fullness. And thinking of it as an inner sun that comes up over the horizon and outshines everything can be very helpful.